主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄奇峰牧师，翻译是黄奇光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是遇见神，经文出自创世纪第28章10到22节。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。
弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
耶稣基督爱你
，Jesus Christ loves you，
他要安慰你的心
，And he will comfort your heart。
我们要常常来到他的面前
，We need to always come to his presence。
当他用眼光照我们的时候
，And when he shine on us with his countenance，
我们的忧愁。就逃跑了
All our sadness, sorrow will run away
我们的重担就不见了
And our burdens will be lifted up
因为当天地的主顾念我们的时候
For the Lord of heavens and earth remember us
一切困难都要被解决
And all the difficulties, all the hardship, all the problems will be solved
哦，让我们时常来到他面前
Oh, may we always come to his presence
因为他要顾念我们
For he remember us, consider us
这首诗歌是46
Let's turn to another hymn, number 46
God will take care of you. God will take care of you.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
这首诗歌使我们想起主耶稣基督在马太福音第六章的教导
This song reminds us of the teaching of Jesus Christ recorded in the Matthew chapter 6.
我们在人生的道路中有很多的顾虑
Now in the journey of life there's so much worry and anxiety.
主耶稣说你们不要顾虑
And Jesus Christ said, worry not.
因为天父看顾你们
Because the Father in heaven watch over you
天上的鸟他们没有栽种
See the birds in the sky they do not plant
神却供养他们
But God provide for them
我们不比鸟更加贵重吗
Are we not much more valuable than the birds in the sky
哦亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Oh dear brothers and sisters
神的确是看顾我们的
Yes God take care of you
我们要依靠他
We depend on him.
我们要坚信他。
And we need to firmly believe on him.
我们要赞美他。
And we must praise him.
这首诗歌204。
Now let's turn to hymn 204.
代代永无改变，主爱是。
兄姐妹，请我们仍然站立。
Please remain standing, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let's join our hearts in one accord and pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Father in heaven,
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。
We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.
你保守我们平安过了一个礼拜。
Thank you for keeping us safe for another week.
今天你领我们回到你的家。
Today you have brought us back into your house.
使到我们可以敬拜赞美。
So that we may worship you, we may praise you.
可以听您话语的声音。
And to hearken unto your voice speaking to us.
可以领受主的圣餐。
So that we may partake of the Lord's Supper.
可以跟弟兄姐妹有相交。
So that we could have fellowship with the fellow believers.
献上感恩的心。
Lord, for these our hearts are grateful.
主啊，求你与我们同在。
Lord, make your presence known to us.
使到我们因您喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy may be complete because of your presence.
今天我们非常的喜乐。
Today we are joyful.
因为乃是我主我王耶稣基督复活得胜的日子。
Today is today we celebrate Jesus Christ, our Lord, our King, resurrected from the death.
基督为我们降生。
Jesus Christ was born for us.
基督为我们替死。
And Jesus died for us.
他从死里复活了。
Further, he rose from the dead.
他战胜了死亡。
He has conquered death.
他为我们带来了永生的盼望。
He has brought upon us the hope of eternal life.
因主耶稣活着。
Because Jesus Christ lived.
明天就有盼望。
We have the hope of tomorrow.
因主耶稣活着。
Because Jesus Christ lives.
生活就有力量。
Life has a strength.
主啊，我们非常的喜乐。
Lord, we are joyful.
因为你复活以后。
After your resurrection.
对门徒说。
You say unto your disciples,
愿你们平安。
Peace be unto you.
今天
today,
请你对在座的每一位说。
You say to everyone here today,
愿你们平安。
Peace be unto you.
主啊，你说话，我们就得安慰了。
Lord, when you speak, our hearts will be comforted.
你说话，一切的问题就解决了。
You speak, all the problems will be solved.
主啊，加添我们的信心。
Lord, increase our faith.
来支取你的恩典。
And to receive your grace.
因你要大大的恩待我们。
You are going to show abundant grace to us.
你对保罗说。
You say unto Paul.
我的恩典是够你用的。
My grace is sufficient.For you.
主啊，今天来到您恩座前的人，
Lord, may everyone who come to your throne of mercy and grace,
求主都赐恩给我们。
You give us your grace.
无论是什么样的要求，
and whatever the need may be,
倘若是合你的心意，
Lord, if it is of your will,
就今天请你都赐给我们。
Lord, you minister to those needs,
并且超过所想所求，
and far exceed what we ask of you.
请你安慰。忧伤的
Lord, may you comfort those who are sorrowful in heart.
医治有疾病的
May you heal those who are sick.
供给有需要的
May you provide for those who are in need.
指明前面的道路
And those who are at the crossroad, show them the way.
保守我们行在其中
And to save our God, to safeguard us to walk on your path.
主啊，你的路最等美丽
Lord, your way is the best way.
哦，恳求你
Lord, we pray.
牵着我们
Hold our hand.
与我们同行
Walk alongside with us
保护我们的心
And then to safeguard our hearts
保护我们的脚步
Safeguard our footstep
保护我们的话语
And then to protect the words of our mouth
一切都在神的旨意中
So may everything be in the will of God
谢谢主的恩典
Thank you God for your grace
求主今天借着圣经向我们说话
Lord speak to our hearts in your word
开我们的心
Open up our hearts
使到我们能够明白真理
So that we may understand the truth
亲爱的主
Dear Lord
请你使到教会的每一位弟兄姐妹都是听到行道的人
May every believer in the church, in the congregation, they listen to the word and put it into practice.
使得我们能够在实际生活中结出生命的果子
So that we may bear the fruits of life in our daily living.
荣耀父神的名
To bring glory to the name of God the Father.
主啊，你已经付上的代价
Oh, dear God, you have paid the price for us.
让我们用果子来满足你
And may we bear the fruits to glorify your name.
求主建立我们的教会
And may the Lord establish Your church here.
使到这个教会能够在耶稣基督的恩惠慈爱中长进
So that this church will grow in the grace, the truth of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹每天更像基督
And brothers and sisters will be more and more like Christ，
更多的服侍基督，
and then to serve Christ more diligently，
而总要父神的名，
and to bring glory to God the Father's name，
使圣灵高兴，
and to make the Holy Spirit happy，
远在一切之上，
and above all，
主啊，愿你的名被高举，
may your name be lifted up，
得荣耀，
be glorified。
真理被传扬，
and your truth be proclaimed，
百姓更深的认识，
and your people will know you in a deeper way，
我们将今天的聚会完全的交托，
Lord we entrust the worship service into your hands，
从开头直到末了，
from the very beginning to completion，
每一个细节，
every detail，
都能够使到你在宝座上高兴，
will make you happy on the throne，
谢谢主，
thank you God，
奉靠主耶稣基督的名，
and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord，
Amen，
Amen。
今天我要跟大家分享的信息是遇见神。若有人问人生之中最令人兴奋的经历是什么，正确的回答是遇见神。 因为再也没有一个经历比遇见神更震撼心灵。在今天的节目里，我们要从创世纪第28:10-22学习雅各遇见神的经历。在这个经历中，神向雅各显现说话，神将应许给亚伯拉罕的福分赐给他。你问神向雅各显现的背景如何呢？回答，神向雅各显现是在他人生最疲累和寂寞的夜间。当时雅各用欺骗的手段从父亲那里偷走了长子的祝福。以扫知道雅各偷了他长子的祝福，非常气愤，他发誓说，等父亲死了以后，一定把雅各杀掉。母亲听到这话，就对雅各说，你哥哥决心要杀你，你赶快离家逃命，你到哈兰去找你的舅舅拉班，与他住在一起。等以扫的愤怒过去，我再差派人去叫你回来。但现在为了保存生命，你得赶快离开。听了母亲的话，雅各急忙离家逃往哈兰去。这一天雅各一直跑，不停地跑，他从别示巴跑到伯特利。伯特利在耶路撒冷以北10英里的地方，所以他跑了约40英里的路程。到达伯特利的时候，天已经黑了，雅各非常疲倦，他捡一块石头当枕头，然后躺下睡觉。他睡着的时候，就做一个特别的梦。雅各在梦中看见一个通天的梯子，梯子的一端立在地上，另一端靠着天的门，有天使从梯子上下往返。耶和华神站在梯子靠天的那一端，向雅各说，我是亚伯拉罕的神和以撒的神，我要将你现在躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，你必向东西南北扩展，
地上的万族必因着你和你的后裔得福。
All the families of the earth will be blessed because of you and your descendants.
我必与你同在。
I will be with you.
你无论往哪里去，我必保护你。
Wherever you go, I will protect you.
我必领你归回之地。
I will bring you back to this land.
我总不离弃你。
I will never depart from you.
我要成全向你所应许这一切话。
I will fulfill all the words that I have promised you.
雅各从梦中醒过来。
Jacob woke up from the dream.
他用不一样的心情就做出以下的宣告。
And then with his excited heart, he made this declaration.
耶和华实在在这里。
Indeed, Jehovah is here.
我竟然不知道。
But I did not know it.
弟兄姐妹，以上就是神向雅各显现的背景。
Brothers and sisters, this was the background in which God appeared himself to Jacob.
听了这个话，你可能有一个问题。
Having heard the words, perhaps you have a question.
你说雅各躺下去之前，一点也不知道神与他同在。
You say before Jacob lie down, he did not know that God was with him.
但是当他醒过来的时候，却宣告说，神与我同在，神就在这里。
But when he woke up, he say, God is with me, he is here.
为什么在同一个地方有两种截然不同的经历？
Why does he have two different experiences in the same place?
弟兄姐妹，这是你的问题吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this your question?
如果是，以下的分享对你有帮助。
If the answer is yes,What I will share with you will be helpful to you.
首先我们要讲雅各不能意识到神同在，至少有三个原因。
First, Jacob at the beginning was not able to know the presence of God for at least 3 reasons.
第一，他所处的环境。
First, the circumstance he was in.
第二，他沉重的心情。
Second, his heavy feeling.
第三，他所犯的罪。
Thirdly, the sin he committed.
现在我们看雅各所处的环境。
Now let's look at the circumstance he was in.
在经文第19节说，
The scripture in verse 19 says,
他说雅各没有称这个地方为伯特利之前，这个地方原来的名叫路斯。
Before Jacob called the place Bethel, the place was originally Luz.
路斯是一个荒芜的地方。
And Luz was a desolate place.
这里有几口井，几口井。
And there were several wells.
没有河流。
There's no river or streams.
没有花，没有草。
No flower, no grass.
没有树林。
No bushes.
这里的气候非常的干燥。
The climate there was very dry.
路斯那里的石头非常的多。
There are many stones there in Luz.
所以路斯是一个盖满了石头的大沙漠。
It is the desert covered with stones.
在这个盖满石头的沙漠，雅各没有感受到神在这里，神与他同在。
In this desert covered with stones, Jacob did not feel the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们有的时候也来到自己的路斯。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we come to our own Luz.
有的时候你到一个陌生的地方去。
Sometimes you come to a strange place.
家人都不在你的身边。
Your family members are not with you.
你感到孤单，你感到寂寞。
You feel lonely. You feel alone.
你这个时候就像雅各一样来到路斯。
At this moment, you are like Jacob who has come to Luz.
有人开公司做生意。
Some people start a business and do business.
这个公司没有赚钱，反倒亏本。
And the company doesn't make money, but it's losing money.
这个公司在你当时的面前就是一个路斯。
This company at that moment is your Luz.
有的人长期患病，躺在床上。
Some people got sick for a long time and they lie on the bed.
那个床铺就是他的路斯。
This bed is your Luz.
有的夫妻失去了起初的爱。
Some husband and wife have lost their original love.
家庭就像堆满了石头的路斯。
And their home is just like a loose that is covered with stones.
如果不是神向你显现，指明方向。
Unless the Lord appear himself to you and show the way.
如果不是神向你说话，安慰你的心灵。
Unless the Lord speak to you and comfort your spirit,
你在那堆满石头的路斯感到非常的无助无奈。
You feel very helpless in the place that is filled with stones.
你360度转都是石头。
And you turn 360 degree, everywhere is stone.
你不能感受到神与你同在。
You cannot feel.The presence of God.
在那厌倦的沙漠
In that very hot desert.
你说神根本就没有在这里
You say God is not here at all.
第二雅各不能够感觉到神的同在因为他身体非常的困倦
Second, Jacob was not able to feel the presence of God because he was extremely tired.
他的心灵也很沉重
His spirit was also heavy.
在二十五章二十七节说
，In chapter 25, verse 27, the scripture says,
雅各平常为人很安静。
In a normal situation, Jacob was a quiet man.
他常常住在帐篷的里面。
He always dwelt in a tent.
但这一天，一口气他跑了40英里的路程。
But this day, in one day.He traveled for 40 miles.
他的身体疲倦到了极点。
His body was completely tired.
另外，雅各的心灵也充满着恐慌跟惧怕。
Further, the souls of Jacob was filled with fear.
因为他的哥哥随时可以追上来。
His brother at any time could have pursued him.
And 他的前途是这么样的渺茫，这样的没有把握。
So his future is really dim.Without confidence.
纵使天上的星星都闪烁向他发出微笑
Even if the stars smiled at him at night.
那逃亡的压力
The pressure of being a fugitive.
他也没有心情去想神是不是在这个地方
He doesn't even have the time, the mood to think about the presence of God.
他就是躺下去就睡着了
He just lie down to sleep.
弟兄姐妹，许多的时候，你像雅各一样。
Brothers and sisters, many times you are like Jacob.
你因压力太重就灰心漏气。
You become so discouraged because of the pressure of life.
你因为长期的失恋而心灵感到软弱跟孤单。
Because after a long time of disappointment, you feel lonely in the spirit.
你想到渺茫的前途就惧怕。
And you are afraid because of the uncertain future.
在等候中，你失去了信心。
In times of waiting, you have lost your hope.
在挣扎中，你失去了平安。
And in struggle, you've lost your peace.
因过度的工作，你非常的劳累。
Because of the extreme labor, you are extremely tired.
在这个时候，你很容易发出一个问题。
This point is so easy for you to ask a question.
生命的意义究竟是什么呢？
After all, what is the meaning of life?
神如果与我同在，我为什么会走到这个地步呢？
If God is with me, how come I'm here to this extent?
第三，雅各不能够经历神的同在，是因为他犯罪。
Thirdly, Jacob was not able to feel the presence of God because of his sin.
27章记载雅各欺骗父亲。
Chapter 27 records the deception of Jacob against his father.
他用计谋偷走了长子的祝福。
With his plot, he took away the blessings of the firstborn son.
所以他不但身体疲倦，他的心灵也充满着罪疚。
Not only was his body heavy and tired, but his spirit is filled with a guilt feeling.
他这个时候在逃命
，and he is running for life now.
其实他是在逃避罪的刑罚。
In fact, he was running away from the consequence of sin.
罪使到他离开亲爱的双亲。
Sin separated him from his parents.
罪使到他心里充满着彷徨跟惧怕。
Sin filled his heart with no certainty and fear.
罪使到他离开，在那里生，在那里长温暖的家。
Sin caused him to depart from a home where he grew up.
罪使到他成为一个逃亡的人。
Sin made him a fugitive.
在诗篇51篇，大卫说出他犯罪以后的结果。
In Psalm 51, David shared.His feeling after his sin.
第一，罪无时无刻在控告他。
First, sin was accusing him very often.
第二，神使到他与圣洁的神隔绝。
Second, sin caused separation between him and God.
第三，罪使到他失去心灵的喜乐。
Thirdly, sin made him lose his joy.In the heart.
罪使到他失去服侍神的能力。
Fourthly, sin had taken away his power to serve God.
很多的时候，我们心灵感到很软弱。
Many times we feel weak in the soul.
我们不能够感受到神的同在。
We cannot feel the presence of God.
我们心里很虚空，很无聊，很无奈。
We feel very empty.And we don't know what to say. There's no language that really can really describe it.
弟兄姐妹，我盼望你在反省的过程当中，要检查一样，我是否有得罪神。
Brothers and sisters, as you reflect upon your situation, you should ask the question: Have I sinned against God?
因为犯罪使人不能够感觉神的同在。
For sin make people not be able to.Realize the presence of God.
但是当雅各醒过来的时候
，But when Jacob woke up,
他以一个截然不同的心情发出胜利的宣告。
With a different feeling, he made a victorious declaration.
耶和华真是在这里。
God is truly here.
我竟然不知道。
And I did not know it.
他又说这地方何等可畏。
And he said, "This is an awesome place."
这地方是神的殿，是天的门。
This is the temple of God, the gate of heaven.
所以清晨起来，雅各把所整的这块石头给他竖起来，做一个纪念碑。
Therefore, in the morning, he set up the stone and make it a stone of memory.
并且他向神许愿。
And he made a vow to God.
并且给那个地方起名叫伯特利。
And called the place Bethel.
就是神的居所的意思。
It means the house of God.
弟兄姐妹，雅各醒过来讲的这一番话，诚然是一个非常奇妙的宣告。
Brothers and sisters, when Jacob woke up and made this declaration, and this is a wonderful declaration.
因为他的心情改变了。
For his mood has changed.
你说是什么改变？
You say, what change is this?
是他的环境改变吗？
Is it a change of circumstance?
没有，环境没有改变。
No, the circumstance doesn't change.
神没有在夜间把所有的石头拿走。
God did not remove all the stones during the night.
神没有改变那个地方的气候。
God did not change the climates of the place.
神没有在夜间来种一些花草树林在他的周围。
God did not plant the flowers and the grass around him.
神没有在天使在夜间开了一道河流。
God did not send the angels to open up a stream of water.
没有，那充满石头干旱的路斯仍然是干旱的路斯。
No.The place looks is still dry and filled with stone.
另外，他也没有接到母亲的消息。
In addition, he did not receive any news from his mother.
儿子啊，你离家以后，哥哥非常的忧愁啊。
Oh, my son, when after you have departed, your older brother is so sad.
他整天流泪在思念着弟弟。
Oh, he's crying as he think of you.
弟弟啊，回儿子啊，回来了，一切都平安了。
My son returned. Everything is well.
没有，一点都没有。
No, he did not hear anything like that.
他的哥哥仍然说，我要杀他。
His brother still say, I want to kill him.
过了二十年以后，哥哥还是说，我要杀他。
Even up to 20 years, his older brother still say, I want to kill him.
所以雅各的环境一点都没有改变。
So Jacob's circumstance did not change at all.
他的心情也仍然是那样的沉重。
And his heart was still heavy.
那是什么改变了雅各？
What then was the cause behind the change?
是他的心改变了。
His attitude, his heart was changed.
他的心改变是因为他遇见了神。
His heart was changed because he met God.
他听到神安慰的声音。
He heard God's voice of comfort.
他得到神给他盼望的应许。
He received God's promise of hope.
神的声音使沉睡的心灵醒过来。
The voice of God.Cause those who are in deep sleep to wake up.
听到神的声音，使到他的生命发生了戏剧性的变化。
When he heard the voice of God, his life was dramatically changed.
是的，同一个环境，却有不一样的感受。
Yes, the same circumstance, the same environment with different feeling.
并且雅各充满信心说
，And Jacob was filled with.Faith, as he said,
神与我同在，不再惧怕了。
God is with me. There's no longer fear.
神与我同在，前途不再渺茫了。
God is with me. The future is no longer dim.
神与我同在，我有把握，我有依靠。
God is with me. I have confidence. I have dependence.
虽然我不知道往哈兰去，那在陌生的地方将会有什么事发生。
Even though I'm going to Haran, it's a strange place, and I don't know what will happen.
虽然我人生下一步的路要如何走，不知道。
Even though I do not know what is the next step in my life,
但我知道神与我同在。
And I know that God is with me.
神就在这里。
He is here.
神与我亲近。
He is very close to me.
他必扶持我。
He will uphold me.
所以这路斯不再是荒凉、充满石头的沙漠。
So Lutz is no longer the desert that is desolate and filled with stones.
这乃是神的殿，天的门。
This is indeed the gates of heaven and the house of God.
我有了一副全新的眼光。
I have a new, brand new perspective.
我的生命从里到外发生了变化。
My life has been changed. From inside out.
弟兄姐妹， 真实体验到神的同在，对每一个基督徒非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, the true realization of the presence of God is so important to every believer.
今天基督徒最需要的就是经历到神与你同在。
Today, the believers need the most is to know that God is with you.
今天教会最需要的就是神的同在。
Today, what the church needs the most is God is with the church.
在这经文里面，我们又看到神是无所不在的。
In this passage, we could also see that God is everywhere.
神的同在不受地理环境的限制。
The presence of God is not limited to the circumstance or geography.
神的同在不是凭人的感觉，说我感觉得到，或者我感觉不到，他就与你同在。
The presence of God is not dependent on people's feeling. He is with you.
甚至你犯罪了，神还是与你同在。
Even after you have sinned, God is still with you.
只是罪使到你不能够与神有美好的交通。
Only that sin has caused a distance between you and God.
以下我们要讲今天的基督徒如何经历神的同在。
Now we want to talk about how the believers today experience the presence of God.
我需要像雅各一样经历逃亡的恐惧吗？
Do I need to go through the experience of fear of being a fugitive?
我需要跑到伯特利那个地方去吗？
Should I go to the place of Bethel?
我需要睡在沙漠，枕在石头上吗？
Do I have to sleep in the desert on a stone?
答案是不用。
The answer is no.
在雅各这一次的经历中，
In this experience of Jacob,
他看到有一个梯子从地到天。
He saw a ladder that reached from earth to heaven.
有天使在这个梯子上下往返。
And angels ascend and descend on the ladder.
神在梯子的上面的那一端向他观看，向他说话。
God looked down from the other end of the ladder and spoke to him.
我想很多熟悉圣经的人说，牧师，我知道你下一句话要讲什么。
Many who know the Bible would say, Pastor, I know what your next statement would be.
是的，我要讲的下一句话是约翰福音第一章五十一节。
Yes, what I would say is John 1:51.
主耶稣对他的门徒拿但业说，
Jesus said to his disciple Nathanael,
你们的祖宗雅各在沙漠的地方看到的那个梯子。
The ladder that your ancestor Jacob saw in the desert.
我就是那接地连天的梯子。
I am that ladder that connects Earth with heaven.
借着这个梯子，神的恩典，神的真理来到人间。
So this ladder, the grace and the truth of God came to man.
借着这个梯子，人能够到天上去。
And through this ladder, man can go to heaven.
在约翰福音十四章六节，耶稣进一步说，
In John 14:6, Jesus goes on to say,
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
借着我，人就能够到神那里去。
Through me, people can go to where God is.
弟兄姐妹，你要在软弱中变为刚强吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you want to become strong in your weakness?
要在胆怯中变为勇敢吗？
Do you want to become bold in your fear?
要在忧愁中变为喜乐吗？
Do you want to turn from sadness to joy?
要在绝望中变为有盼望吗？
Do you want to have hope in despair?
要在迷失中找到方向吗？
Do you want to have direction in your lostness?
答案是仰望那梯子。
The answer is if yes, then look to that ladder.
就是耶稣基督。
And that ladder is Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督，你能够经历神的同在。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can experience the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，答案在圣经里。
Brothers and sisters, the answer is in the Bible.
答案在基督耶稣里。
The answer is in the Lord Jesus.
所以不要听人家说，如果你要经历神的同在，你要大喊大叫。
So don't listen to people who say, if you want to experience the presence of God, you need to shout. You need to shout so loud.
你要大声地拍手，你要跳舞，你要跳。
And you must clap and jump.
或者你要被击倒，倒在地上，才能够经历神的同在。
You must be struck down on the floor to experience the presence of God.
不，经历神的同在是接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
No, to experience the presence of God is to accept Jesus Christ be your Savior.
耶稣说：“看啊，我站在你的心门外叩门。”
Jesus said, "Behold, I'm standing at the door of your heart and knock."
凡听见我的声音就打开心门的
，Whoever hears my voice and open the doors of the heart.
我要进到他的生命里，我要住在他的里头。
I will enter into his life and dwell in him.
人住在主的里面，主的话就在他的里面。
When a person dwells and abides in Christ, the word of God abides in him.
当耶稣住在他的里面，神的爱就充满他。
When Jesus Christ abides in him, then the love of God fills him.
历代的人问一个问题。
People throughout history ask a question.
神在天上，人在地下，人如何从地上到天上去呢？
God is in heaven, men are on earth. How do earthly people go to heaven?
人是无限的啊，神是无限的，人是有限的。
God is infinite and we are finite.
无限的怎么能够与那有限的怎么与那无限的沟通呢？
How can the finite communicate with the infinite?
神是属灵的，人是属血气的。
God is spirit, men are of the flesh.
属血气的如何与属灵的同行呢？
How can the carnal walk with the spiritual?
感谢主，这问题已经有了答案。
Thank God, this question already has its answer.
这个答案就是信靠耶稣基督。
And the answer is to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是连天接地的那梯子。
He is that ladder that connects heaven with earth.
靠着耶稣基督，人能够看见神。
Through Jesus Christ, people could see God.
靠着耶稣基督，人能够到神那里去。
Through Jesus Christ, people can go to where God is.
接受耶稣基督，使到你能够经历神的同在。
When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you can feel the presence of God.
靠着耶稣基督，你能得到从神而来的爱与能力。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can gain the love and the power of God.
今天那些疲累到没有心情举目望天的人
，those who are so tired that they don't even have the ability to lift up their eyes to heaven.
那些被生活的担子压到抬不起头来的人
，those who cannot lift up their heads because they've been pressed down by the burdens of life.
那些感到前途是如此渺茫的人
，those who feel that the future is very, very hopeless.
那像雅各显现的神也要向你显现。
The God who appeared himself to Jacob will appear to you.
他也要对你说。
And speak to you.
来跟从我，做我的门徒。
Come to follow me to be my disciple.
你将要看见天开了。
And then you will see heaven open.
你将要听到神对你说，我与你同在。
And you will hear God said to you, I am with you.
我要赦免你的罪。
I want to forgive your sin.
我要洗涤你的心灵。
I will cleanse your spirit.
我要使你成为新造的人。
I want to make you a new creation.
我要给你一副全新的眼光。
I want to give you a brand new perspective.
我要将在基督耶稣里面所隐藏一切的恩典祝福赐给你。
I give to you all the grace and all the blessing hidden in Christ.
你无论往哪里去，我必保护你。
Wherever you go, I'll protect you.
我总不离弃你。
I'll never depart from you.
直到我成全向你所应许的。
Until I fulfill all I have promised you.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters,
一个困倦的身体能够重新得力。
A body that is completely wiped out can renew strength.
一个罪疚的心灵竟然可以得到释放与自由。
A guilty spirit can be set free.
一个充满石头的沙漠竟然可以成为神的殿，天的门。
A desert filled with stones can become the gate of heaven and the house of God.
这显然是令人兴奋、令人鼓舞的事情。
This is inspiring. This is encouraging.
因为神同在。
Because God is with you.
因为神改变。
Because God changes.
今天我们每一个人都要一个新的改变。
Today, every one of us need to have a new change.
当神改变你的心态。
When God change your mentality.
当神将你的眼光转到他的身上。
When God lift your perspective to Him.
你能够像雅各一样仰望神，昂首前进。
You could be like Jacob, looking to God as you lift up your head and go forward.
雅各的神要成为你的神。
The God of Jacob will become your God.
回顾雅各的一生。
Look back to the life of Jacob.
没有一个地方神不与他同在。
There's no place where God was not with him.
没有一个时刻神没有带领他的。
There's no single moment in which God was not leading him.
但神的改变是渐渐的，一步一步的。
But the transformation of God in his life was gradual, step by step.
我们在这里看到，神没有在这一次的经历中就把雅各全部的改变，使到他成为一个降服在神面前的以色列。
In this experience, we do not see God changed him completely to become Israel.
雅各还是一个计谋多端的人。
Jacob.Continue to be a cunning person.
他还是继续在那茫茫的沙漠在奔跑。
He was still running in the desert.
他还是面对前途很多的困难。
He still faced the many difficulties of life.
但神是信实的。
But God is faithful.
神永远与他同在。
God was with him forever.
神继续在他的生命里面做那修剪跟改变的工作。
God continued to trim his life and change his life.
并且神在他恶劣的环境当中，使到他得胜有余。
And God helped him to win and to have victory and more than victory in difficult circumstances.
但这一切美好的工程是从神开始的。
But all of these wonderful projects began with God.
人不能做这些工作。
Men cannot do these kind of things.
人只会犯罪。
Men could only sin.
人只会推卸责任。
Men could only give responsibility to others.
人只会逃避隐藏。
Men could only escape and hide.
人只会意识到，哇，我所处的环境是路斯，周围都是沙漠跟石头。
Men could only say,Oh, my circumstances is like Luz. The surrounding is filled with stone.
人不能看见神。
Men could not see God.
但是像雅各一样，当你意识到自己的有限跟无能的时候
，But like Jacob, when you realize your limitation and your powerlessness,
弟兄姐妹，那是一个好的时光。
Brothers and sisters.That is a good moment.
因为那是神要开始在你生命里工作的前夕。
It is the eve before God starts His work in your life.
所以你正躺在路斯那里吗？
Are you now lying down at Luz?
你的心里惧怕彷徨吗？
Is your heart fearful and you wonder?
罪、良心、魔鬼在控告你吗？
Sin, conscience, and the devils are accusing you.
以赛亚书30章15节说
，Isaiah 30:15 says,
你们得救在乎归回安息。
Your salvation is in returning to rest.
你们得力在以平静安稳。
You gain strength by being calm.And being stable.
所以弟兄姐妹，将你的眼光转在神的身上。
So brothers and sisters, turn your eyes to Jesus.
神知道你，了解你。
God knows you and He understands you.
那当年改变雅各的神也要改变你。
The God who changed Jacob then will now change you.
那使到雅各在神的里面成为新造的人，今天也要使你在基督里成为新造的人。
The God who caused Jacob to become a new creation will do the same thing for you. He will make you a new creation. 亲爱的主。
Dear Lord,
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
你常常用你的话语安慰我们。
You always comfort our heart with your word.
我们非常愚蠢。
We are foolish.
因为当我们走到人生的尽头，
When we come to our extremity,
我们就变成灰心消极。
Then we become disappointed. We become discouraged.
我们却不愿意去打开圣经。
We are unwilling to open the Bible.
我们也不愿意去教会听到。
We are unwilling to go to church and listen to the message.
今天您向我们说话。
Today you speak to our hearts.
我们感觉到你话语的安慰。
We experience the consolation of your word.
主啊，你随时都愿意安慰我们。
Lord, you are willing to comfort us at all times.
所以你给我们一本圣经。
So you give us a holy Bible.
使到我们随时可以阅读。
So that we can open it and read it.
你给我们一个教会。
God give us a church.
使到我们可以去那里听你的道。
So that we can go to the house of God to listen to the word of God.
哦，亲爱的主啊。
Oh, dear Lord.
让我们相信你。
May we believe on you.
让我们遇见你。
And may we encounter you, meet with you.
让我们的心情因你而喜乐。
And may our heart rejoice in you.
你能够改变我们沙漠的光景。
And you can change our desert circumstance.
因为你是以色列的神。
Because you are the God of Israel.
你也是我们的神。
You are also our God.
所以今天向你举手的。
Lord, those who raise up their hand, lift up their hand to you.
都是对你有盼望的。
And those who hope in you.
而圣经说。
The Bible says,
仰望神的必不失望。
And those who look to the Lord shall not be disappointed.
愿他们从此不再失望。
Lord, start from today, no more disappointment.
乃是充满盼望的人生。
Instead, their life is a life of hope.
然后我们求一件事。
But we pray for one thing.
让我们打开心门。
And may we open up our hearts.
接受你在我们生命中的工作。
And then to allow you to do your work in our life.
不要再向神关门。
And don't close our hearts to God.
要敞开心门。
Instead, open our hearts to God.
因为当神要进来的时候，
When God wants to enter in,
他是要安慰我们。
He come in to comfort.
他不是要责怪我们。
He does not come in to rebuke.
他不是要骂我们。
He does not come in to scold at us.
其实最我们当我们最失望的时候，
In fact, when we are in the most discouraging time,
最不配的时候，
When we feel we are so unworthy,
那正是神要在我们生命里面工作的时候。
It's the time that God is about to begin a great work in us.
愿今天的信息安慰我们。
And may the message today comfort us.
使到我们能够大胆地来到施恩宝座前。
So we can come boldly to the presence of God.
求神的恩惠。
And to ask God for his mercy.
做随时的帮助。
And to be our help at all times.
谢谢主。
Thank God.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会制作的。你若正在寻找教会，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的教会是嘉略山华人基督教会，目前有两个聚会地点。我们的本堂在 Chino 市，地址是3945 Schaefer Avenue，City of Chino, California, 91710。联络电话是909-591-0080或626-475-6684。我们的英文崇拜是每主日上午9:30开始。我们的国语崇拜、粤语崇拜和儿童崇拜是上午11:00开始。此外，我们在 Eastvale 有分堂的聚会，聚会地点是在 Ronald Reagan 小学，学校地址是8300 Field Master Street Eastvale。 聚会时间是上午10:00开始，联络电话是951-272-0770。各位朋友，再次谢谢您的收听，愿上帝赐福给您，我们下周同一时间空中再会。